Good morning, everybody. Hope everyone is doing great out there with the ways of the world right now. By the way, this is your favorite host, Aaliyah Osmer, and you have tuned in to the greatest of the greatest podcasts out there, The Breakdown Cast. Today, I want to move into a topic that has been hovering over my mind, guys, and it's this idea of how our life can lead us down a path that has the power to shift your perceptions and help put everything in order in your life. Right? The reason this topic stood out to me was that I believe that the mistakes that we make in life can be a life awakening moment for us. Our lives can take an unexpected turn that can change us forever. Even if we make a mistake numerous amount of times for us to understand the lesson, it all ties into failure. You have to fail because otherwise, how will you learn what not to do or how to do something better? Or even share experiences with people to hopefully they don't repeat the same mistake. There is a quote that goes, "There is always darkness before the dawn." I mean, look at Malcolm X. You know, his life before he went to prison was out of order. And when he spent time in prison, it created a shift for him to prepare for what was next for his life. Our biggest tragedies, internally or externally, can become our most pivotal point in life that contributes to who we are and who we become, right? And who we're meant to be, right? I believe it's the tough times in our lives that become the story that changes us to be the best version of ourselves. It's not the victories, you know, It's the pain that was caused that determined your strength to make it to that victory. I believe pain and failure is unavoidable. You cannot run from it. It's how we learn our lessons in a more clear way. There are so many spiritual paths that many of us take that are not good for us, all the way down from choosing what people to surround yourself with, staying at a job that is sucking the life out of you, staying with people that are diminishing your spirit, allowing mistreatment. Many of us don't realize the spiritual toll it has on us because we are taking all of this in. We are absorbing it and receiving this energy. But going through these people and experiences can provide a valuable lesson that will shift you to the right path. Just like getting laid off, many of us associate this with a negative connotation because it has, you know, it has the power to be an opportunity to really dive into what you actually want to do in this life, or even take another approach in reaching more audiences for whatever it is you are passionate about. I like to view getting laid off as an opportunity. You are given time, and how you use that time will determine where you go in this life. I got laid off from my last job at the end of 2020. I think that was a hard year for all of us, right? My car got into an accident that year, so I was without a car for about a year. I rode my bike everywhere, and it made me appreciate really having a car. And with the time that I had, I decided to start my podcast back up and be consistent with it. You know, I started waking up earlier at 4 a.m. to prioritize my physical health and work on what I was passionate about. The time off gave me an opportunity to think about my mental health. So I made that decision to get into therapy. I started writing poetry again, and I incorporated it with another passion of mine, which was film, cinematography, and editing. I'm currently writing a poetry book to be a published poet. You know, I'm also starting up my production company business, getting the business license that I need, and also, you know, shooting everything from weddings, events, commercials, documentaries, short films, feature films. I do love fitness and helping people take care of their health, and being a personal trainer is definitely another accomplishment in my life to be executed with time. I do have a car now and a job that is in perfect alignment with, you know, with my passion of film, cinematography, and editing, and I'm able to network and reach more people. There is more movement in store for me as far as jobs, personal growth, and developing an empire for me and my future kids and family. I'm grateful for my life now, and I have more work to do, right? I thank God for it. Having that time just provided me the space to fall into my passions and start planning for what was next for me, right? So don't be resistant to failures, guys. Don't be resistant to lessons. Don't be resistant to pain, right? All of these elements that are put in front of you in your life is an opportunity for you to shift and become the best version of you. But that is all I have for you guys today. Thank you guys so much for your support. If you like what you're listening to, keep tuning in. I air a new episode every Monday right here on Apple Podcasts, Spotify Podcasts, and many more platforms. Again, this is your host, Aaliyah Osmer, and this is The Breakdown Cast. I'll talk to you guys next week.